Let us pray. Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Curb those who by deceit or sword would wrest the kingdom from your Son, and bring to naught all he has done. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea, though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And we say, Amen, Amen, Amen. But then we walk out of here, or even live here in this place as community together, wondering how we can really believe or live a word of it. We look at our bottom line on our budget and worry about giving away any more because, well, we're worried about finances, about whether or not we will have enough to make a go, whether we will run out of funds to care for ourselves when those foundations, those mountains shake. We look around us at our church and its glorious building with all of its memories, all of its beauty, and we want to preserve it. To preserve our memories and thereby preserve our loved ones and ourselves. We can't change a thing because so much is changing around us. The earth is shifting, moving under our feet. Something needs to stay the same. We look at our families and try to raise our kids right, to teach them good moral character and get them involved in lots of things so that what they do can get them a good job and a good future because, well, the waters rage and things are uncertain, but if we can do enough, and yet the nations rage and the kingdoms shake, the very earth melts away. And we find ourselves busier and busier with more and more to do, believing that it is up to us, that if we just are good enough or work hard enough or take care of things well enough, somehow things will settle and everything will not crumble into the sea. But God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. But it is not what we do or do not do that saves us, that heals us, that makes us whole. It is not how many awards you can collect or what you preserve in the end, or how many plaques have your name on them, or how many people stand around your grave when you die that makes you worth something, that makes your life worth something. No. Instead, it is this God. This God who is our refuge and strength. This God who pours out gifts to you abundantly. Gifts that you do not even see. Gifts with every breath. This God who reaches out and claims you, this God who reaches out and holds you, even as the world falls away and towers fall around you and what had been so vibrant and alive falls away. Yes, it is this God who is our refuge and strength, who promises to do wonders, who will make war to cease and chaos to end. It is this God that holds you so much, that even though everything crumble and everything change, it is this God who will passionately love you and hold you and give you life, eternal, everlasting, abundant. Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still then, and know that I am God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen.